Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much.
Well, it impressed somebody enough
that
she gave nearly $1 million to a person that said they were Brad Pitt. Another scam. I don't understand how a person can be in such a state of mind that they literally think the biggest movie star in the world is asking them for money.
I know. It's hard to understand. There's a couple of things at play. First of all, this person started just messaging and having conversations. You know, it wasn't like right away, hi, I'm Brad Pitt. I'm desperate for money. You know, and this woman, she's from France. She fell for it. He even proposed marriage eventually and then claimed he was in the hospital. He had cancer. He was going through treatment and he couldn't access any of his money because everything was frozen due to his divorce proceedings from Angelina Jolie.
It's even more diabolical than that. This woman, it seems like she was almost targeted. She was not happy with her marriage. She's married to a millionaire. The scammer first pretended to be Brad Pitt's mom, saying she was exactly the woman that her son needed. And then the victim gets the messages and the AI photos from fake Brad Pitt.
Yes.
It's the pictures are laughable.
Okay, the pictures actually are quite hysterical. We're going to post this on our socials. And it is. The pictures are just unbelievably silly and bad. And it's a shame that she fell for it. But do you see how she pulled on the heartstrings first? She didn't think it was Brad Pitt reaching out to her. It was Brad Pitt's mom. And then it goes from there. And she got so believing in this scam that when her daughter actually said, Mom, this person is stealing from you, the mom said to her daughter, you'll see when he shows up, you'll see that I was right. She was in the middle of a divorce, so she's already vulnerable.
See, I'm trying so hard to put myself into that position. Well, anybody that's gone through a divorce, Tammy's been through it, I've been through it, you know what that's like. It's a horrible time, and you feel like everyone's talking about you. You feel so insecure. You're like, am I ever going to find somebody to make me happy the way I used to be? I get all those things, but I also understand, and I would think most people would, that the biggest celebrities in the world aren't reaching out to you for money.
Well, it wasn't Brad at first. It was Brad's mom who she was having conversations with, allegedly. So I see how they worked this. And the thing is right, not everybody is super smart when it comes to things like that. So I don't want to harass her for that, okay? And this poor woman, she did an interview with the French media, and it ended up having to be taken down because she became the victim of cyberbullying because people were saying terrible things. You should have. You're so stupid. You know, all these things. It's just like, it's just heartbreaking.
She had to actually be hospitalized for severe depression after it was discovered that it was not Brad Pitt.
And there's a part of you who so desperately doesn't want to feel duped that you convince yourself it's not. You hear these stories of women who are taken by men who end up having like 8 different women around the country because they push the doubts aside because they so want to believe this thing is true. And it can go the other way too. There have been men who have been duped that way by women too. But it's just, but you got to see the pictures.
The pictures are laughable. It really is.
Brad Pitt in the hospital on the operating table. It's like, oh my God.
I know.
Yeah, it's bad.
So can't stress this enough. Not saying that you couldn't land an A-list celebrity, just saying that the probability of it happening and them asking you for money is nil.
There's another scam that's going around that I was just the victim of, and we'll talk about that at 7:05.
In the meantime, 833-287-1037. Let's get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you to Disney on Ice and maybe even get you $100 if you're able to beat Tammy. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show. On San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
I don't like using the word victim because I don't really feel like one, but I was the victim of something called a brushing scam yesterday. I kind of heard about these, but I wasn't really sure what the heck it meant. So a brushing scam is when a seller, especially this happens on Amazon, a seller on Amazon will send unsolicited packages to random addresses. I got this package in the mail yesterday. Producer Jessica has it in her hand. Who is it from?
John Health.
Okay, kind of odd, John Health. I was like, God, did I order a supplement? I don't remember.
Yeah.
And my husband is standing there, and I open it up, and what is inside, Producer Jessica?
Well, there is a jewelry box.
Uh-huh. And my husband right away says, what's that? Do you have a secret admirer I don't know about? And you open it up.
And there's this limited lifetime warranty and a ring.
Uh-huh.
Tammy!
I know. And for a second, my husband's
what
staring
are you
at
up
me like,
to over there?
Well, that's exactly how he looked at me. Well, I'm
John
like, I have no idea what this is. And then I went, oh, I know what this is. Pull the ring out and look at it,
oh,
producer
yeah, it's,
Jessica.
It's
adjustable.
Ring. It's adjustable.
So it's super cheap. I didn't order this.
But I don't understand. What is the point of sending you this?
Okay. So what they do is they send these packages with the goal of creating fake reviews, giving themselves 5 stars, great product, so it boosts their scores. The other thing is that if it comes with something that has a QR code on it, like this one did, it wants you to register the ring. The QR code either wants all your personal information, which they then sell or try to steal your identity, or it can take you to a nefarious website where it could download malicious malware on your computer or your phone.
And this is a brush scam?
Brushing scam.
Brushing
is what it's
called. Scam.
Okay. So I reported to Amazon, which you're supposed to do because it's got a tracking number, because the address that's on there is actually the newest Amazon warehouse that was just built in Ohio. Because I looked up the address to see what it was at first.
You sent me a text that you were a victim of a brushing scam last night. I thought it was a hair care scam. I didn't know what was going on.
This is intricate.
Isn't it?
Wild.
And I've seen it on Nextdoor posts where people have said, if you remember this for a while, people were getting like packages of seeds in the mail and people were kind of panicking like, what are these seeds? This is what they do. They send it to a real person who's a real customer somewhere and then they use your information to make fake positive reviews.
By the way, this ring looks great on me.
Oh, you can have it. I don't need it.
Just enter your information here.
No, you don't have to enter the information. But anyway, I wanted to bring it in so you could see it. But
that's so wild.
The thing that's the most funny to me out of this whole thing is my husband giving me the look that John did. What is that?
Well,
who's sending you a ring? If somebody is sending me this ring, sorry.
Beware of brushing scams. Just another thing to be aware of. Beware of brushing scams. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Gene is in Poway. Good morning and Happy New Year, Gene.
Good morning, John. Happy New Year.
Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Oh, Tam, you gotta leave for a little bit.
Okay, good luck.
Gene, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tammy, you'll get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Want to remind you, all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay, Gene?
Perfect.
Beyonce is donating $2.5 million to the wildfire relief effort. Who is Beyonce's husband?
Jay-Z.
Carrie Underwood will perform America the Beautiful at Donald Trump's inauguration on Monday. Carrie is an American Idol champion and also a multiple CMA Awards co-host. Who was her co-host for 11 years?
Blake Shelton.
David Spade is offering $5,000 to anyone who helps catch arsonists in the LA fires. David co-starred with the late Chris Farley in this movie about a dimwit college grad that has to save his father's auto part franchise. What's it called?
I don't know.
Drew Barrymore once got revenge on an ex-boyfriend by making him watch her have drinks with the woman he was cheating on her with. Drew has a very successful talk show that runs daily on what San Diego TV network?
No clue.
And finally, Mira Sorvino says, we're as close as we've ever been to a Romy and Michelle sequel. Who was her co-star in Romy and Michelle's high school reunion?
I don't know.
Okay. Gene, you actually sound irritated by my questions. I'm sorry about that.
John, you were supposed to make easy ones for me.
I'm sorry. Let's get Tam back in. Tammy, Gene is very irritated with me. Didn't like the questions at all.
Okay.
Made no effort to hide that fact. And went 1 for 5.
Okay.
Tam, Beyonce is donating $2.5 million to the wildlife relief. The wildfire relief effort. Who's Beyonce's husband?
Jay-Z.
Yeah, that's right. Gene knew that. It's 1-1. Carrie Underwood will perform America the Beautiful at Donald Trump's inauguration on Monday. Carrie is an American Idol champion, also a multiple CMA Award winner and co-host. Who was her co-host for 11 years?
Brad Paisley.
I did not know they did it for 11 years. It's 2-1. Gene went with Blake Shelton. David Spade's offering $5,000 to anyone who helps catch arsonists in the L.A. fires. David co-starred with the late Chris Farley in this movie about a dimwit college grad that has to save his late father's auto part franchise. What's the movie called?
Tommy Boy.
Fat guy in a little coat. 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, Drew Barrymore once got revenge on an ex-boyfriend by making him watch her have drinks with the woman he was cheating on her with. Yikes. Drew is a very successful talk show that runs daily on what San Diego TV network?
Oh, I don't know what one it's on here. I'm going to go with, I don't know, CBS.
No. Had not been for COVID and broadcasting from home, I would never have known that the Drew Barrymore show was on Fox 5.
Oh,
but
okay.
It is. And Gene didn't know either, so it's still 3-1, Tammy. And finally, Mira Sorvino says, we're as close as we've ever been to a Romy and Michelle sequel. Who was her co-star in Romy and Michelle's high school reunion?
Mira Sorvino. I'm not saying her name right. Mira Sorvino. That's not right, though.
No, especially because I was saying that Mira Sorvino said that she was. No, we're talking about Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, sorry. I had her stuck in my head.
Today, unspectacular finish of Tammy 3.
3 hours of sleep will do that.
Gene 1. You're not going to get any money, Gene, from Tammy, despite Tammy's best efforts.
But try.
You are going to get a great prize.
You have 4 tickets now to See the Magic, Disney on Ice, coming to Pechanga Arena on January 23rd.
That is the best part.
Gene, have a wonderful day. We appreciate you calling in. In the meantime, we do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Gene Empoway, an excellent dad of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
When you are ordering from DoorDash or any food delivery, is it the responsibility of the food deliverer, the DoorDasher, or the restaurant when they screw up your order? 833-287-1037. This is ripped from real life, Tammy. The headlines of John's life.
Okay, what happened?
I ordered a gyro salad from one of my favorite Greek restaurants in the village. And it got to me, and it was just a salad. There was not a slight even hint of gyro.
No gyro meat?
I wanted the gyro more than I wanted the salad.
Yes, you did the salad version of a gyro because it was healthier.
Right.
I get that.
Right.
So, yeah, otherwise, I could make my own damn salad.
So I'm like... You know, I mean, you order food to be delivered for a reason because you are doing other things and you can't leave your home to get the food.
Or you just don't want to.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter.
So I open the bag, I sit down to eat, and my order is incomplete. Mm-hmm. And now I'm irritated. I'm not feeling well anyway. So I was in a bad mood anyway. So maybe I'm just being grumpy, Gus. But I immediately text my Dasher and I say, this order is incomplete. I paid for the gyro to be a part of the salad. I also tipped you and I just left it out there. My response was, that's not my responsibility. It's the responsibility of the restaurants. And I'm like, well, wait a second. You don't open the bag and make sure that the food you're delivering is the food that's been ordered?
I'll tell you right now, if I do any kind of Grubhub or anything, the restaurant seals the bag now to keep people from reaching in and eating it.
Oh.
And so I'm on the side of the driver. I mean, they're going to look at the receipt and that's what they're supposed to deliver.
Listen,
I think it's the restaurant's fault. That's just me.
I am not here to bash on someone trying to make a living being a food delivery. I mean, I did it myself when I delivered pizzas in college. I felt the response was...
kind of a brush off?
Yes.
Yeah, I understand
how about,
that.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, but that's the responsibility of the restaurant.
Yes.
And I apologize for your inconvenience.
Then you wouldn't be mad at them.
No, I would be more able to understand the fact that, okay, now I have to get pants on, let's be honest,
sure.
Get in my car, drive to the restaurant and say, hey, my order that I paid for is incomplete. I felt that her response was wrong.
She was very, very abrupt with you. And I guess, and if it wasn't that long after.
Oh, it was minutes.
Yeah.
It was minutes. I was starving. It was getting late.
Mm-hmm.
You know us with our dorky freaking morning show schedules. We have to eat a specific time and go to bed early and all that garbage.
Yeah.
So I was ready to tear into the salad. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, it's delicious. It's a gyro salad. My question is that true? Is that Dashers, food delivery people, please, I'm not trying to rip on you. I want to know, okay? And I feel kind of bad because I was grumpy with this person, and I am not that customer. Check my rating if you want to, okay? I'm very proud of my 5-star rating. That said, was that the way to handle that? And is that actually the fact that DoorDashers, once they grab a bag, they don't have any responsibility except getting that bag to my door? 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. I got food delivered last night, and the order was incomplete. My DoorDasher let me know in kind of an abrupt way that that's not her job, that's not her responsibility, it's the restaurant's responsibility. And I don't want to say I took offense to it, but I'm kind of wondering, is that really the case? Lisa is a DoorDasher. Lisa, I'm not at all ripping on what you do or ripping on the person that did it for me. I just want to know, is that really the case?
John, my job is to deliver. I will check the receipt. I will check the name. I will even ask them if this is what's in the bag. That is 100% the restaurant's fault.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know.
Do you think that the delivery driver could have explained it a little nicer to John?
It's not the driver's fault.
We'll just order their bag before we
get there. Exactly. That's my husband. Yeah. Usually the orders are bagged before we get there, sitting on a shelf. We don't even get to watch them make it.
Oh, sure. That makes sense.
You definitely do not want these drivers rummaging through your food.
100% agree with you on that.
Okay. You know, that's a really good point. I understand you all have a job to do, and I respect that very much. Also, I'm very thankful for you because you're feeding me.
Right. And I love what I do. I have a blast, and I love meeting new people. But I think of it as if I'm getting delivered. You know, I'm going to want my driver to do everything they possibly can. Some of these drivers just pick up and go. I mean, I will at least go to the extent, is there a straw? Is there a spoon in the bag? That's all I can do. You know, do you have ketchup? Do you have whatever condiments you need? I will go that extra step because I would want somebody to do that for me.
I had a DoorDasher once text me, I'm here. Is there anything else you need before I leave? I mean, oh my God, how over and beyond is that? And then I guess that's why I was kind of like, That was a really abrupt way of handling it.
That was 100% the restaurant's fault.
Thank you, Lisa.
We don't make the order.
Appreciate you. Take care.
Jan in Lakeside, go ahead and chime in
here. Hi, Jan.
Hey, John. Would you want them opening the package of your salad and looking at it and possibly touching it before you ate it?
No. Obviously, I would not. I would not. I never thought about it that way. I just felt that there could have been a more polite way of handling it. Maybe I'm just being too sensitive.
More polite, but still, I don't want them looking in there.
The more I'm thinking about it now, I want to punch myself in the face. This woman's just doing a job. She's working. She doesn't need to be answering to me or be polite to me. She's doing a job.
Can we do a video of that?
Yeah, punching myself in the face?
Yeah, let's do it right now.
No, okay, hang on, hang on.
I'm going to punch myself in
the face. This is on live radio.
He's taking it back.
Okay.
He's taking it back.
How hard?
However hard you can.
Okay.
Ready? You want to take back being mad at the DoorDash driver. Go ahead. Oh, John, you really hate yourself.
You told me to.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I heard it from here.
You see what you did, Jan? You violence inciter.
That was awesome, Jan. Thank you.
You got what you wanted.
Now he won't be able to eat the salad because he doesn't have any teeth.
Bye, Jan. Thank you for your call. The more I thought about it as I was listening to Jan and Lisa, who am I? You know?
That's great.
That kind of hurt, actually.
Oh, honey. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.
My kids were late to the Wiggles party, so I was spared that. But apparently the Wiggles are still a huge thing, so much so they've enlisted a ton of A-list artists for their new full-on country record.
It's called Wiggle Up, Giddy Up. I think the Wiggles are above certain other shows, songs that we had to listen to. Like, if I never have to hear the Barney theme song again, I'll be just fine.
Oh, man, I took my kids to Barney Live,
yeah.
Tammy.
Yeah.
It was
brutal.
It was
brutal.
Hey, my daughter stood up and danced. Mm-hmm. That's all I care about. Mm-hmm. But for me, good God.
Brutal.
Not enough vodka in the world. Go ahead.
And of course, no one ever wants to hear Baby Shark again. Maybe you'll like this, though. This is one of the songs the Wiggles did with Dasha on their new country album.
Wiggle up, boots on the ground. Wiggle up, go round and round. Wiggle up, boots on the ground. Giddy up, down.
I mean, mean, it's not something you're going to be cranking it to yourself on, you know, on the weekend when you're driving, but it's the Wiggles.
I think that this is going to be a little bit more palatable for a lot of parents.
Lainey Wilson, Dolly Parton, Jackson Dean, Morgan Evans, Mackenzie Porter. We have big names on this record. How do they? I mean, the Wiggles must pay very well.
Producer Jessica and I were chatting about this yesterday. The thing that stood out most to producer Jessica was Jackson Dean on the Wiggles.
Why?
That's an interesting... I mean, Dolly, you understand. I mean, it makes sense that Dolly Parton would be singing to kids. I could see Lainey Wilson. Jackson Dean seemed a little... Is this song going to be brooding? I mean, producer Jessica, when you first heard Jackson Dean with the Wiggles, what was the first thing that went through your mind?
Exactly what I said. He's a little brooding, and I could understand him more like doing a song for some kind of romance movie. I don't know why, but like Yellowstone.
Because you want him to, that's why.
No, okay. Because he's got that vibe where it seems more adult and not very, not, I don't want to say not kid-friendly, but I just don't see him on it.
It seemed
surprising.
A little... Surprising.
Yeah.
Agreed. It's an interesting pick. I'm looking forward to hearing what he does, and it'll be fun to see that to him.
Are you telling me you're actually going to listen to a Wiggles record?
I will listen to the song that Jackson Dean does with the Wiggles to hear what it's like. For sure I will.
Right.
I could see somebody like Thomas Rhett. See more. He has kids. It makes sense. Jackson Dean, I would see makes sense on Yellowstone. Taking somebody down to the train station.
Wiggle up, giddy up. 32 tracks featuring your favorite country artists and, of course, Australia's pride and joy, the Wiggles. 833-287-1037. Let's get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and hopefully get you $100. Definitely get you tickets to Disney on Ice. Yeah, you can take your kids, your entire family, a family four-pack to Disney on Ice just by playing Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station. 103.7 KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Crystal is in Alpine. Good morning, Crystal.
Hi, John.
Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Gotta get out, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Crystal, I got 5 pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. I want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
All right, Beyonce is donating $2.5 million to wildfire relief here in Southern California. Who's worth more, Beyonce or her husband, Jay-Z?
Ooh. I'm going to say, oh, darn, Jay-Z?
Lucy Liu does not regret standing up to Bill Murray on the set of Charlie's Angels. Name either of Lucy's co-stars in the Charlie Angels movie series.
Drew Barrymore?
35 years ago, The Simpsons debuted. Who is the overly cheerful neighbor that Homer can't stand on The Simpsons?
Oh, what's his name? Oh, I don't remember his name. Direct.
Carl Weathers would have had a birthday yesterday. What Adam Sandler movie did he play a golf pro named Chubbs in?
The Water Boy?
And finally, a list of shocking celebrity facts includes this one. Angelina Jolie tried to hire a hitman to kill her when she was 22, but he talked her out of it. Angelina has played which Disney villain in which Disney live-action adaptations?
Maleficent.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Crystal, what's happening in your world today?
I'm just on my way to work to teach third grade.
Oh, good for you. Thanks for being a teacher.
Oh, you're welcome.
You want to give your school a shout out?
Foster Elementary, all the way.
Foster Elementary. Wow. Crystal did 3 out of 5, Tam.
Nice job, Crystal.
Beyonce's donating $2.5 million to wildfire relief here in Southern California. Who's worth more, Beyonce or her husband, Jay-Z?
I'm going to say Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, and it's really not even close. Jay-Z's worth $2.5 billion. Beyonce's only worth $760 million, so it's 1-to-1. You both knew that. Lucy Liu does not regret standing up to Bill Murray on the set of Charlie's Angels. Apparently, he was just a bully on that set. Name either of Lucy's co-stars in the Charlie's Angels movie series.
Drew Barrymore.
That's why Bill Murray was not asked back to play Bosley.
Interesting.
He was a real jerk. It's 2-to-2. 35 years ago, The Simpsons debuted. That can't be accurate, but it is.
Yeah.
Who is the overly cheerful neighbor Homer can't stand on The Simpsons?
Ned Flanders.
Ned Flanders is right.
Oakley Dougley.
Crystal could not remember. 3-2 Tammy. Tammy, Carl Weathers would have had a birthday yesterday. What Adam Sandler movie did he play Chubbs in, who was a golf pro?
I'm going to guess Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore. It's a shame he can't be in the sequel. Unfortunately, Carl passed away last year. It's now 4-2, Tammy. A list of shocking celebrity facts includes this one, and this is a big one. Angelina Jolie tried to hire a hitman to kill her when she was 22, but he talked her out of it. Angelina has played which Disney villain in what Disney live-action adaptations?
Maleficent.
That is correct. Crystal knew that as well. Clean sweep for Tam today. 5-3, Crystal. You're not going to get any of her money, but we are going to get you a great prize today.
You now have 4 tickets to be part of the magic when Disney on Ice comes to Pechanga Arena January 23rd.
I'm so excited to take my grandkids.
Oh, that's awesome, Crystal. Have a wonderful day. Before you leave, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Crystal in Alpine. And I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
John, on Monday when you left, you were mentioning that you were a little frustrated that you had to drive to Mission Valley from Carlsbad during rush hour because your daughter Julia had a follow-up appointment after her dental surgery.
I'm so glad you brought this up.
We have to know what happened.
Okay.
Were you stuck for 8 hours? Did you have any fun doing it?
Let me focus on the positive. Okay. I got to hang out with my daughter, Julia, who flies out today. That's the positive. But, Tammy, it was ridiculous. I understand the need for a follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a massive inconvenience because,
correct,
yes, I had to leave Carlsbad. Traffic on the 5. I don't have to say anything else than that.
It's
picked up Julia. More traffic on the 5, getting to the 8, getting to Mission Valley, mm-hmm, getting to where we had to go for her oral surgery follow-up.
Uh-huh.
I said to her as we were driving up, do you want me to come in with you, or do you think I could just hang out in the car and maybe get some work done?
Sure.
She goes, oh, yeah, just for sure, just stay in the car. Mm-hmm. She's almost 24 years old.
Yeah.
The only reason I was there is because she needed a ride. Timmy, she's out 90 seconds later. I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating. I thought she came back because she forgot something or she needed my insurance card or something.
Yeah.
She's opened the door. I'm like, what do you need? She's like, we're done. I'm like, what do you mean we're done?
No time waiting in the waiting room or anything, just straight in?
She said the oral surgeon himself saw her come in, waved her back, opened her mouth, said, oh, you look good. See you in 3 months. And that was it. I don't think she even sat down. She said he was still in his scrubs from another patient.
Yeah. Oh, you must have been
disbelief. It was laughable.
Utter disbelief.
It took me an hour and a half round trip to wait 90 seconds in a parking lot.
I still don't know why they couldn't have done it virtually then.
I don't know.
But maybe the camera wouldn't show enough inside the mouth. I don't know.
And what happens? I guess if there was a complication virtually, they couldn't do anything until she came in.
Yeah.
This way she's there.
Yeah.
But I mean, just a gigantic waste of time,
Did you do anything fun? Go out to lunch or anything?
I dropped her. It was rush hour. I dropped her off at her sister's place because she had plans that night. And I went back to Carlsbad.
No plans with 90 you,
90 minutes,
I see.
Gone.
Thanks, Dad. See ya.
Yeah,
out with my
for
sister.
Sure. She didn't bother waiting for me to stop. She just tucked and rolled when I got to the house. Are you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
90 seconds. I could have held my breath.
Yes.
In the amount of time it took her to get her follow-up. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103 KSON. I'm imagining all of us, while we're watching the devastation that's happening in L.A. County, are saying, whoa, what can I do? If there's anything I can do, let me know. Okay, we're going to let you know right now. First thing you can do, go to any of our KSON social media pages and click on the link to the San Diego Food Bank. The San Diego Food Bank has stepped up and is partnering with the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank. And here are the items that they're looking for. Water, energy bars, pop top tuna and pop top chicken, raisins and other dried fruit trail mixes, peanut butter crackers, cheese crackers, 100% juice boxes, individual cereal boxes, very important diapers and wipes. You can drop off your donations at the Miramar warehouse. You can drop them off at the Vista warehouse. They have to get these donations by Thursday, so you got till tomorrow.
Another way that you can help out too, think about all the animals that are in need right now. And Freddy's Place Animal Hospital is partnering with Front Wave Arena and the San Diego Sockers to collect emergency items for animals that are impacted by the California wildfire. So, litter and litter boxes, leashes and harnesses, animal first aid kits, pet beds, pet food, collapsible crates and carriers, towels and blankets, water bowls, and cleaning supplies. You can stop by Front Wave Arena between 11 and 3 all the way through Friday, or if you're going to a San Diego soccer game, you can do that too. And also Freddy's Place Animal Hospital in Vista will be taking those as well, and they'll be sending those up to LA for those in need.
Find out more at KSON on Instagram. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.